know, not too many people, I don't suppose, can stand up here and say these things. Just because, I don't know about you, but when somebody who doesn't seem, at least from my perspective, to have faced a lot of challenges in their life, comes up and says, well, you can do it, you can do it. I'm like, well, yeah, okay. I can't prove it by you. So I hope that having some credentials helps get this message across, because it's no less true. And I know that there's people that maybe think of themselves as being worse off. It's like, yeah, you can say that. But I hope by the end of the day that you see that when God calls you, He's going to make a way.
Amen.
We all face challenges. Some of us, they're evident. Some of the things you can see. I used to take delight in people not knowing that I was blind until they finally figured out that it was actually doing me more harm than good. Because there was no expert. I wouldn't carry a cane. I didn't really need one. I could get by without it. But it could create problems at times. Somebody might wave at me from across the room. I wouldn't know it. Just acting like a jerk. They're completely ignoring them. Well, didn't mean to. Or, you know, sometimes I do misjudge and run over people. It's kind of good if they know that there was a reason. But some things are obvious. Sometimes our disabilities or the challenges that we face are hidden. It may be a real disability, but just something that people can't see.
Yeah.
Not able to. Maybe a mental challenge, it may be an emotional challenge. It may be circumstances. Things just haven't worked out the way that you would have expected them to in your life, and it's caused you to have some additional challenges that you maybe don't think other people are facing. Maybe they're not. Sometimes life is hard.
Yeah.
Things happen. Or it may be an emotional problem. All kinds of things that get in our way that we see as obstacles. Do you know what? Some of those obstacles are only in our heads. We have a perceived inability, something we think we can't do, but if we only knew that there was a way, we could do it. I remember when I was younger, I thought that I would like to be a doctor. But I thought, well, there's no way. Things the doctor has to do, there's no way I could do that. But I read an article just today. If you looked on Bartimaeus, you might have seen it. Well, way back in 1998, there was a medical student who graduated with his MD and went on to be a doctor. There was a way. I didn't know it. I guess God didn't want me to be a doctor. I think he probably wanted me to focus on eternal healing rather than temporal healing. Yeah. Okay. But it was possible. But I didn't know it was possible. Sometimes it's our past failures that get in our way. We think, well, because I did this, I know I felt this way. Even though I knew what God had told me, I thought, because of the things that I've already done, because of the mistakes I've already made, well, there's no way that can be true anymore. God's not going to do that in my life now. But He did. Sometimes we're afraid.
Yes.
But our fears are unfounded if God has given us the mission. If God has given us the calling, He's going to accomplish it. He's called us all. He's called us all, first of all, to Him. He's called us to be His. He's called us to repentance. Amen. All of us, everyone, has had that call.
Amen.
And then He calls us generally to service. He calls us generally to keep His commandments, to share. We talked this afternoon already about sharing. That's part of our mission. That's part of our calling. We don't have to get a special message in the sky from God. We saw some sky right in the sky the other day. We don't have to get a message from God in the sky, though, to know to do some things, because they're already written down for us in the Word.
Yeah.
So we just need to do it. What we're called. And then some of us have received a specific call. And I believe that each one of us should have or does have a specific call. We just need to be before the Lord to find out what it is. And we dare not refuse it. He called us to repentance. He calls us to action. And He calls us specifically. And sometimes He will not take no for an answer. And that's what I want to share with you today. This is out of Exodus. And I bring all this out. And it's out of the Lexham English Bible, and I do that because, as you know, I love the Lord's name. And it uses the Lord's name here next to this passage a lot more clear. But I've asked my beloved to read it for me because I had so much trouble deciphering the way this came out.
And Moses said to Yahweh, "Please, Lord, I am not a man of words, neither recently nor in the past, nor since you're speaking to your servant, because I am heavy of mouth and of tongue." And Yahweh said to him, "Who gave you a mouth? Who gave a mouth to humankind? Or who makes mute or deaf or sighted or blind? Is it not I, Yahweh? So then go, and I myself will be with your mouth, and I will teach you what you must speak." And he said, "Please, Lord, you send someone else whom you wish to send." And Yahweh was angry with Moses and said, "Is there not Aaron, your brother, the Levite? I know that he certainly can speak. And also, there he is coming out to meet you. And when he sees you, he will rejoice in his heart. And you will speak to him, and you will put words in his mouth, and I myself will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you must do, and he will speak for you to the people, and then he will be to you as a mouth, and you will be to him as a God."
Amen.
So here we have Moses. He's standing before Almighty God. He really doesn't want to do it. And we don't, he raises several objections here. We kind of dropped into this story in the middle. This is a story, if you remember, where there's a burning bush. And the bush is burning, but it's not being burned up. So Moses goes to check it out. And then God speaks to him out of the burning bush and begins to tell him what he wants him to do. He's going to have him go and deliver his people from slavery in Egypt. And Moses raises all these objections, and he finally comes to this one. And we don't know specifically what Moses' problem was or if the problem was all in his head. He might have spoken just fine to anybody else, but whether it was an obvious speech impediment or whether it was just that he didn't feel like he could speak well, he had a problem. And he felt that it was something that prevented him from doing what God called him to do. I believe that the biggest problem Moses had here was fear. You can look a little ways back and see. Of course, I don't know if this happened to me. I'd probably run away too. When he throws down his staff and it turns into a snake, he says that he ran from it. And I can't say that I really blame him for that. But there seems to be an element of fear here. And an element of fear that comes from his own weakness. But God says that it's in our weakness that he's strong, right? And there's a cost. What might it cost us if we don't choose to do what he said? You know, I don't know this. This is pure speculation. Don't quote me. Don't say that I said this was true, because I don't really know. But I wonder, I wonder if God would have established the priesthood through Moses if Moses had not passed the responsibility of spokesman onto Aaron. Or actually, God did it for him, because Moses was so unwilling, he was so afraid. Now that also, though, speaks to God's mercy. There are consequences when we don't choose to serve, to do what he said for us to do. We don't know what would have happened here. Well, I'll tell you what we do know, though. We do know that a little bit later on, when God gives Moses specific instructions and he doesn't follow them, he gets angry and gets off on his own thing. He doesn't get to enter the promised land. He doesn't get to see the promise that he's leading them into. He dies before they get in there because he disobeyed God and didn't do it the way that God told him to do it. There are consequences when we don't, even though God is merciful, even though God still used Moses as a mighty deliverer, disobedience has its consequences. So God answers Moses. And he says, who's the creator here? I gave you a mouth. I made you the way you are. I'm giving you the instruction. Don't you think that I'm able to carry it out? Do we think that God does not know our limitations? He created us. He knows our limitations. He also knows what we can do. And he also knows that if he gives us something, if he gives us a mission, he's going to make a way for it to happen. He is the sovereign Lord. He's over everything. He knows everything that's going to happen. He's in total control. Sometimes that might scare us, but it should give us peace. It should give us confidence that if we have a word from him, we can go with it. We can jump on it. Whatever problems we have didn't surprise God. He didn't look, I didn't mean to do that. Oops. God never says oops. He knows. And he makes a way. We need to trust him. When we look at this story, we also see his mercy. He said, all right, Moses, if you don't want to speak, I'll give you a spokesman. Here comes your brother Aaron. He can be your spokesman. So even in the midst of this problem, God is merciful. He says, all right, we'll come up with another way. And he works with Moses, and he'll work with us. Do we know what would have happened if Moses had taken it full on? No, we don't. But we do know that God made a way. Isn't it true in our own lives? Haven't we seen God make good things even when we make mistakes? I know it's certainly true of me. But he says, my grace is sufficient, when he's talking to Paul. Paul, we don't know what his situation was either. It says that he had a thorn in the flesh, calling a messenger of Satan. We don't really know what that was. Some people think that maybe he had a vision problem because of some other passages about writing with large letters and about he writes to one church, you'd have taken out your own eyes and given them to me if you could have. So who knows? It might have been it. Might have been something totally different. We're never told what that thorn in the flesh is. What we are told is that God said, my grace is sufficient. So what is our answer going to be when God calls us? Because as we've said, we are called. Some of us have specifics. And I'll tell you what, if we do, and when we do get those specifics, immediately the enemy will come in and try to seed doubt. It certainly happened with me. Everything that happened in my life became a reason why God could never do that. Now, questions are okay. We just got through with the Christmas season a couple months ago, and we all read, I imagine, the stories of John and Zacharias and Mary, and the angel that came and spoke to them. And they both had questions for God. But there was a very important difference in the questions. Zacharias said, how are you going to prove it to me that you're going to do what you said?
Yeah.
Mary said, I don't understand how this is possible. Tell me how you are going to do it. See the difference?
Yeah.
It's all right to have questions. But it's not all right to doubt that the Lord's going to do what He says He's going to do. So hold on. If you've received something from the Lord, hold on to it. Don't let it get ripped out from under you. Don't lose years because you didn't believe Him. But also trust in His timing. Because when we get something, and I think sometimes the reason why the Lord doesn't give us what we're asking for is because we're not ready for the answer. Talked last month about being ready to hear His voice. Sometimes I think He waits because we're not ready to know what it is that He's going to do. So we need to trust in His timing. We need to believe that when we ask Him, He will answer, but He may not answer when and how we think that He ought to. But trust Him. Trust in His timing and know that if you're seeking Him, what does He say? He says that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So don't give up. And if you don't have that specific answer, be before the Lord in prayer. Be asking Him for that answer. Because I guarantee you, He's got one. Every single one of us has a purpose. Whatever it is, whatever challenge it is that we're facing, God has a purpose for you. What is it? I don't know. There might be people here that I would think, wow, what is God going to do? But you know what? God's bigger than I am. God's bigger than anyone else in this world.
Amen.
And He knows. He knows what He's going to do. Just be open. Let Him use you.
Amen.
And also, while you're praying, while you're seeking that direct revelation, stay in the Word. Because His Word is the foundation for everything that you're going to need to know.
Amen.
His Word teaches us how to live. And there's a lot of instruction that's already in there. You know, there's another reason why He might not have given you anything specific. Because you haven't done what He already told you in His Word.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we're not doing what's already written down, why is He going to give us something new?
Amen.
But then the other thing you need to do is when you do think that you've heard something from the Lord, check it against the Word. God is never going to tell you anything that contradicts what's in the Bible.
Amen.
If He tells you to do something that contradicts what's in the Bible, guess what? It was somebody else. It wasn't Him. So seek that Word. Seek that voice. Seek that direction for your life. And then check it against the Word. God's okay with that. He gave it to you. He gave it to you so that you'd be able to discern what's right and what's not right. And finally, no is not a good answer. We can see that in this story. But God is merciful. And He will make a way.
Well, I'll try.
Well, I'll try is an acceptable answer too. In fact, that was actually, I relate the story last month of how when I was down at the altar, saying, you know, I want to hear your voice. That was what was said to me. Or that was my response when he said, basically, are you going to serve me? I said, I'll try. And he said back to me, that's all I ask. God is merciful. He will make a way. But I don't want to stand before him. I don't want to stand before him having refused, having said no, having been afraid to do what he called me to do. And I know that I'm devoted to him, and I know that my soul is saved, but I don't want to stand before him and have to answer for why it was that I didn't do what he told me to do. And don't despair. If you've made mistakes, if you've fallen away, if you've done things the wrong way the first time, God is a God of second chances, third chances, fourth chances. If you're sincere, if you're serious, he'll give you as many chances as you need to get it right. Don't despair of failure. We've all failed. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Amen.
Get up. Do it again. Your disability is no excuse. Do what he calls you to do. If you don't know what it is, find out. And know that, as Jesus said to Paul in 2 Corinthians 12:9, he says in part, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Isn't that counterintuitive to what the world says?
Yeah.
But see, when we think we can do it, that's where the biggest trouble. Whether we're facing additional challenges or not, when we think we got it all together and we think that we don't need God to do something, that's when we're in real trouble. I think sometimes we're left with challenges in our lives just to be reminded, you need me.
To God.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So know today that strength is perfected in our weakness. And if you've got something that you need to bring to him, I want to allow that opportunity today. And I'm just going to end with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, so much, because you have been incredibly gracious and merciful to us. Because your strength is perfected in our weakness. Because your grace is sufficient. Lord, may we hear your voice and may we do what you called us to do, regardless of whatever else we're facing, because you are the source of our strength. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.